Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. My friend James Turk is with me right now, and James is very, very intrigued and somewhat disappointed, I have to say, because of perhaps a lack of knowledge on Ben Bernanke's part. But James and I were talking off the air on Dr. Bernanke's speech this past week at George Washington University, and James actually wrote an article that appeared on his website about that I wanted to chat with him about. The speech was very, very, I mean, obviously it was trashing gold and supporting fiat currency, but it was somewhat erroneous in many of the statements that were made. Am I correct in that, James?
Yeah, exactly. You know, there are a lot of misrepresentations and half-truths. And, you know, so for example, you know, one of the things Mr. Bernanke mentioned was the William Jennings Bryan's Cross of Gold speech back in 1896, and was saying that deflation was hurting farmers. But, you know, the reality is falling prices are a good thing. Even when gasoline prices fall, you know, farmers benefit from that. And what Bernanke didn't mention was that this was a politically motivated speech. It was given by Bryan during the Democratic National Convention in 1896. It was based on politics. It wasn't based on, you know, sound economics. And the other thing is that Bryan wasn't saying that we should get rid of gold or go to fiat currency. He was just saying we should have a silver standard rather than a gold standard for the monetary system. But, you know, none of that was mentioned in the presentation.
Well, in a nutshell, for those listeners who didn't hear it, what exactly did he – just give some of the highlights, would you?
Well, he was basically saying that the present fiat currency system is better than the gold standard system. And, you know, the record clearly shows that economic growth was twice under the classical gold standard what it's been since 1971 when we abandoned the last remnants of the gold standard. And, you know, all of the problems that we've experienced today, you know, yes, there were problems under the gold standard, but they weren't as severe and deep as they have been since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913. You know, there are a lot of misleading comments and half-truths, and I found it particularly interesting because, you know, George Washington University is my alma mater, and I graduated from there, you know, over 40 years ago with my degree in international economics. And the same stuff that I learned, which was incorrect, was the same stuff that Mr. Bernanke was talking about. You know, here we are in 2012. You know, it's basically rehashed, incorrect, Keynesian type of economics.
Well, what I find to be interesting is you know, of course, anybody in the federal government, and he's not in the federal government, but of course, anybody in the federal government or in the Federal Reserve Bank is going to poo-poo the gold standard because many of the programs that the United States has been involved in since the elimination of the gold standard in 71 by Nixon could not have happened. And you know, going into Iraq, for example, is a good example of that. Some of the other altercations that we're involved in the Middle East is another good example of that. The huge growth of the entitlement program is another good example of that. What is all of that in reality? What does all of that mean for American citizens? Well, it means that because of such a huge, huge deficit caused by printing money that had, you know, that we really didn't have, now our grandchildren are saddled with a huge debt. And that, I think, is absolutely a sin, James.
And you're exactly right. And one of the beauties of, you know, gold and the gold standard is the discipline it imposes on politicians and governments. You know, politicians, when they control the central bank, they can print and create money out of thin air.
Right.
When that money is tied to gold, they're limited as to how much they can spend. They have to balance the budget. They're limited as to how much they can borrow, because that's the controlling aspect of the gold standard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mr. Bernanke was saying that you dig up the gold in South Africa and then bury it in vaults in New York and London, as if that were a bad thing. But he was talking, ignoring the fact that we don't live in a perfect world. You know, if we lived in a perfect world, we wouldn't need police. You know, police is a big expense, but we need it because there are thieves around. And we need gold because we're not in a perfect world, because governments, without the control imposed on them by an external discipline through gold, spend and borrow too much. And that's exactly what's happened in the United States. Now, the interesting thing about this, Al, is, you know, we have gold and silver in the Constitution. The framers put it there for the purpose of controlling what the federal government can spend. And they did it after the collapse of the Continental, which was the country's first currency during the War of Independence. So, you know, because we've thrown out the wisdom of the framers, you know, we're now going through the same monetary problems and financial problems that occurred, you know, during the period of the Continental. And if we don't get off this road, the dollar's going to end up like the Continental ended up, which is, you know, a total collapse of the currency.
Well, it's not a pretty prediction. And if, in fact, that comes true, which you and I certainly believe that it will, it's going to be a very, very sad day in history. You know, it isn't just the whole argument, though, really isn't just limited to the United States. I mean, we are, in my opinion, on the verge of a serious, serious global meltdown. You know, you look at the situation in Europe, number one. Add the United States into that. And you know, everybody is on a fiat currency, whether it's us, the Europeans, the Chinese, the Russians, what have you. There is no asset-based currency right now. And that's why the world, I mean, to say that it's drowning in debt is an understatement.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, the dollar being the world's reserve currency, it's the currency that backs up the other currencies of the world.
It just makes it worse.
Yeah, it's really, you know, potentially, you know, a house of cards, because everything is so interlinked. And again, you know, that comes back to the point we've made many times over the years. This is why you need to own tangible assets. You know, tangible assets like gold and silver, tangible assets like a home or a farmland, you know, or anything that, you know, is outside of the financial system.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. You know, kind of an interesting thing that came into my mind when I was making the comment about China is, there has to be a reason that the folks in the Far East are buying gold hand over fist right now. There has to be a reason for it. And I would maintain, you know, and I've said this many, many times, that the Chinese, they're very smart people, and they realize fiat currencies don't work.
Yeah, you know, I lived in Asia for most of the 70s. And, you know, back then, you know, dealing with Chinese and Thais and, you know, all types of countries within Southeast Asia, it's in their culture and tradition. You know, they understand that gold is money. And when you're buying gold or buying silver, what you're doing is you're saving money. You're saving it for retirement, for a rainy day, or to purchase some consumer good. So it's very understandable to me that, you know, as wealth is being created in that part of the world, that more and more gold and more silver are being bought by, you know, people in Asia.
And as more and more gold is being produced out of the number one gold producer in the world, i.e. mainland China, their exports don't anywhere near reflect the amount of production. They're not shipping anything out of any consequence.
You know, in fact, over the past several months, they've actually become a net importer of gold, and this is really quite significant. You know, throughout the past decade, Chinese gold production increased dramatically, but it was able to satisfy domestic demand. But domestic demand is now growing faster than Chinese domestic production, with the net result that they become an importer. And some people think that they could become as big an importer of gold as India has been, which has traditionally been the world's largest importer of gold. So this has profound implications, and very bullish implications, for the price of gold going forward.
Well, we started that discussion when you and I were speaking at the GATA conference back in Washington, D.C., what, 5 or 6 or 7 years ago. And, I mean, it was as obvious to me as the nose on my face, which I see every time I look in the mirror, that there was something going on, and that it boded very well for gold. And as a point of interest, the price of gold over the past 7 years, or since that conference, has gone up substantially. And at this moment in time, I don't see that as changing. Hey, James, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Al.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in the bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. Had some really interesting comments regarding the current downward movement in the gold market from listeners. I want to bring out one thing before I bring in my next guest, Pete Grandich, and that is it's important to realize that we are in a downward movement in gold right now. As a matter of fact, over the last 30 days, gold is down 7% or 122.4 points. But over the past 12 months, gold is up 14.6%. As of right now, as we're recording, it's up 209.1 points on the year. Now, Pete was interviewed on the subject of, is this a good or a bad time to purchase gold? He was interviewed on the subject as, perhaps, do you want to stay on the sidelines at this moment in time? Listeners know how big Al feels about it, but you know what? We want to get all the opinions that we can, don't we? So, Peter, what are you thinking about the current state of the gold market?
If someone is very short-term oriented, meaning hours, days, and maybe a few weeks,
yeah,
there's still potential. There's certainly, you have to respect the potential that we could see more weakness.
Right.
If one can look past a few weeks and said to me, by the time we celebrate Independence Day, is the market substantially higher from where it is, regardless of where it might have gone? Absolutely. I mean, the way I like to look at it is I think there's more bearishness now than there was at the end of 2011, yet I see a market that's over $100 higher. I see silver up from where it was during that time. I don't think it's a coincidence, and while I don't spend hour-to-hour, day-to-day, or even year-to-year worrying about manipulation and everything, I don't think it's a coincidence that the flash crash and everything coincided with Bernanke's comments, and particularly when he went up against Ron Paul. I believe that there's movement in the paper market to crush any and all thoughts that the economy was going to go bad and we were going to have to see terrible things. The Fed have to resort to QE3 and 4 and things of that nature, and the gold was telling us that, and I think that mentality has played whole. But when I look at what people I've counted on for well over two decades around the world to give me an idea of true physical demand, I've heard nothing but extremely strong, and just a matter of trading. And you know, sometimes it's just a matter of feelings when you've been around something a long time. And I just maintain an extremely bullish position. And Al, and this is not a reflection on you, I wasn't thinking of you, but since you noted that you were short-term bearish, I've watched a number of normally bullish forecasters pull in their horns as well. And this is all the type of stuff that happens in a mega bull market during a correction.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that. There are corrections that occur constantly, and I think that's what the case is right now. I think that if you have a short-term horizon, perhaps what you should do is stay on the sidelines at this point. I mean, you'll certainly sleep better at night if that's the case. But, you know, as Rick Ackerman said on the show last week, purely and simply, nothing has changed in terms of the fundamentals, Pete.
Well, you know, I said since the beginning of the year that if you're a conservative investor and you're not a speculator and you want to be almost as certain as one can be that you be in the right side, I said don't buy until we get two consecutive closes above 1,800, which we never did.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is the reason technically why the market is sold off. So, you know, like I said again, and I'll just say it again, if you are a conservative person, if you want to take much of the risk out and give up a couple $100 in gains, then do that. Wait till we have two closes above 1,800, and I think we'll be fairly safe that we'll be on to 2,000 and above. If you're like me, and just like you said, don't think anything in the long picture has changed, then, you know, I'm the type of guy that if I'm looking at a suit at $100 in the store and it comes down to 70, I get excited. I don't want to wait till it goes to 130 to get excited.
No, I agree. I agree. I'm just saying, you know, for some people who get very emotional, you know, it would be a good time right now perhaps to stay on the sidelines. I'm not saying that's necessarily what I am doing. I'm pretty active in terms of continuing to purchase equities because I think we've got some really good prices here, Pete.
Well, in the majors, they are now selling at lower than market multiples, some of them. Something that I've never seen in my entire career. You know, Barrick at a single PE is just too compelling. And even when we get down to the junior segment, we're seeing now companies that I believe have valuations substantially higher than the total market cap right now. So, yeah, but you know what? I've been saying that for 3 or 4 years. And, you know, it just seems like if you're a junior resource player, when the gold goes up, they kind of fight their way to go up. But the moment gold goes down, they seem to crash. It doesn't seem to ever be a good time for a junior resource player.
That's a really good point. It never does seem to be a good time. Well, no, I have to retract what I just said. There are some really good times for junior resource players. And you and I in the past have done very, very well in this market. There's no question about that. But I think, you know, when you're talking about the commodity itself, okay, and I think I would even expand this statement to include a lot of the sound, you know, a lot of the companies, and I would have to say companies that I do due diligence on and that I'm willing to write a check for based on my due diligence, for lack of better terms. I would say that long term nothing has changed, and so unless you're staying out for emotional reasons, no, it probably is. There are some buying opportunities out there right now, in my opinion. Now, I don't want anybody to take this as investment advice, because it's definitely not. You know, Pete and I are just telling you what we are doing. Neither one of us are registered investment advisors, but that's my feeling. And, you know, Pete, I think if you look out a ways, 6 to 8 months to a year, I think that the situation internationally is so tenuous right now, I can't see anything happening but gold going up.
I concur with you, and I also think, by the way, the people I find most distressed about the current gold price are people that are invested in the juniors, and somehow they have very little exposure to the actual physical bullion, but they know the going down of it is only hurting their positions, and they're getting too emotionally drained from it. And I'm starting to see, as we did record this, the type of sales in the junior markets that coincide with bottoms, you know, distress selling, you know, 4,000 shares driving something down 5 or 8%.
Right.
That's a no-bid market, and that always happens at the bottom of a move. So, like I agree with you, we get past these next few days. I think as we get into the summertime and all, I think we'll see a resumption of the bull market.
So you're not a proponent of the sell in May, go away theory, huh? I'm not.
I wish I was at some times, and I thought about it this year, but, you know, we never saw any credible rise this year, and I'm just seeing too many, particularly advanced stage exploration or projects that are going from development into production, selling at too lows. They're just too cheap. Could they get even thinner in a very vacuum, no-bid market? Yes, but I if you haven't sold by now, I think this market has already been whacked enough that you really can't look for much more to the downside.
Oh, I think it's a very good point. I don't think you can. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I would definitely have to agree with that. Pete, always a pleasure to have you on the show. You guys stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. I've got a new guest right now, a fellow who was introduced to me by a friend of mine in San Diego. This gentleman also lives in San Diego. He is a history professor. His name is Ryan Jordan. He has a very, very large passion for the silver industry and for investing in silver. And I chatted with Ryan earlier in the week. He sent me some of his material. And I have to tell you, it is not only very, very well written, but he also makes what I consider to be some very, very good points. Ryan, let's start out with the simple question, a very basic question. Why did you get interested in silver, man?
Okay. Well, first of all, good to be here. Yeah, I've owned silver for a long time. I've been a coin collector for probably 20 years, even though I'm not that old. But 2008 was sort of the last straw for me, and I just saw what happened in the markets. More importantly, saw the 0% rate policy and said that was it. I'm putting a lot of money into, gold, silver, and mining stocks, especially silver had been an old passion of mine from way back. And I thought that others would do the same thing. That's a different story, but they didn't. But anyways, that's sort of the short answer for when I made a big move, probably along with others after the crash in 08.
Yeah, I think there did get to be a whole lot of interest there. I mean, you look at what's happened to the price of gold, both gold and silver since that time, and it certainly has been in an upward direction. I'm like you. When I was just a kid, I got very, very involved in silver. I read a book by probably the original silver, quote-unquote, guru, a guy named Jerome Smith.
Right.
And the stuff really made sense to me. It really, really did. And right now, the bulk, I mean, Kathy and I have a little bit of gold, but the bulk of our dollars that are in hard assets, the commodities themselves, are in silver. You brought up a couple of very, very interesting things in some of the reports, Ryan, that you have published on, I believe it's Financial Sense NewsHour. But one of the things that I thought was very, very interesting is the fact that people think that there is more silver in the investment category on the planet, for lack of better terms, than there is gold. And that's really not the case, is it?
No, it's the exact opposite. For about 15 years, silver has been depleted. It's been sold off by governments and consumed by industry, and so there's less of it for investment than gold. It is growing again since about 2006, but there's about 2 billion ounces of silver in bullion and coin form, and about, I think it's 3.5 billion for gold. So silver is now rarer than gold. But for many, many years and decades, it's true that silver, there was more silver than gold. So that sort of cultural, you know, impression persists, but now it is it is rarer than gold in coin and bullion form. You know, jewelry and silverware, there is more silver in that form.
Yeah, but certainly not in terms of what I would call the investment category. Yeah,
right.
You know, you had another argument that I thought was really interesting that I'd like you to explain to our listeners, and that is there was a section in one of your reports entitled "The Case for $750 to $800 an Ounce Silver." Talk about that, would you?
Sure. Well, in the last bull market in silver, there was a private market for silver. People don't realize this. You could, if you were wealthy enough, big enough, trade silver back in the 30s. It got down to about 26 cents an ounce. And then it moved higher with industrial demand. By the 60s, you had the market liberalize. The price jumped above the fixed price of about, I think, 128, and then moved to briefly $50 in 1980. That's a move of over 200 times in about 48 years. So if you look at that, if you apply that to this bull market, you come up with a number, if you begin at 4, that takes you to about whatever it is, 750 or higher as a target. And that's an example of, you know, if you look at the last bull market compared to this one. And an important point as well is that in the last bull market, for half the time, people were not actively trading silver. Today, you have ETFs, you have the entire planet that can take part in this sort of more liberalized, silver market. So it's the last bull market, it was a parabolic move. And so whenever someone says, well, silver's gone parabolic, it's going to crash, I say, no, the market made a sustained parabolic move for decades. And some assets do that. You know, they go ballistic because they have the right recipe of reasons behind them, and I think silver has those behind it right now.
I would agree 100%. You know, a lot of our listeners are very, very concerned about the influence of the paper silver market on what I would call the hard asset market itself, and I find that to be a bit concerning also. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, there's about, however you measure it, anywhere from 100 to 400 times more paper silver traded than the actual metal that exists. And this is part of that liberalization I talked about. They turn silver into a casino,
yeah,
basically. You know, it means that a bank run is possible, that if enough physical is purchased, you have what happened in 2008. And this goes back to the earlier question. The physical price disconnected. You couldn't buy actual silver eagles for much less than $13.50, $14 when the paper price was $8.50 or something. So physical metal can disconnect from the paper markets, and I think it could happen again, and or you could have this short concentration that exists on the COMEX. You could have those guys say, forget this, we fold, we're out, and who's going to take their place? You have large banks that are short, they're selling metal on paper, and you have to wonder, are they always going to be this short? They basically own the market. And they're not winning. It's sort of a complicated story because obviously the price is up 7 times since 2002. But they can make a lot of money very quickly by rigging prices lower, it's happened recently, this last month. So the physical market is certainly winning. The price is higher. And I think that the paper physical disparity is only one more reason that the price could really explode.
Yeah.
As that physical market takes over at some point.
You know, one of our listeners sent me a question a couple, three days ago, I guess it was, and his question was, I'm interested in purchasing silver in size. I'm thinking that perhaps just buying junk silver is a good way to go. I responded by saying that, number one, I'm not a registered investment advisor, so I certainly cannot tell you what to do. But I personally, I can just tell you what I do, and that's my wife and I buy silver rounds. What do you think about his question there?
I say, you know, diversify. I think junk silver is great. That actually could become like rare coins because they aren't making any more gold coins. But I also understand 100-ounce bars are often the cheapest. Rounds are great because they're also the cheapest they tend to be. I think you try and get the most silver for your buck. That's, I guess, the issue is storage. So sometimes junk silver can sell for a discount, actually. It's not currently. On the other hand, bullion can be more easily turned into metal for industry. And if you get a real industrial shortage, you might realize a better profit on that because the junk silver has to be refined. It has to be purified.
Sure.
So I tell people to diversify and to both usually 100-ounce bars, rounds, and junk silver usually don't have large premiums attached to them. But I personally have silver eagles. I have everything.
Yeah.
But I think you should try and get the most silver for your buck, and you should have bullion and coins.
You obviously are a lot more enthusiastic about investing in silver than in gold, as I am too. My reason for it is pretty simplistic, though. My reason for it is simply I like the potential leverage. The lower price of silver to me is appealing because I do consider silver to be a precious metal. You got the final word on this, Ryan?
Silver is only 5% the size of the gold market. It's not going to take very many gold investors to diversify their gold into silver for the price to explode. That's just one of many reasons for this metal to, when it's discovered, it can move a lot higher pretty fast.
I would agree 1,000%. Good news. Listen, if you guys want to learn a little more about what Ryan does, click on his picture, which is on our website. That'll get you more information. There are links there to a majority of the material that he has written. I think you'll find it to be very, very interesting. He's a very astute guy. He takes this particular avenue very, very seriously, and we're looking forward to having him back on the show. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Carlin Economic Support. So I'm Al Carlin, and I appreciate you joining me. We've got a very, very interesting woman on the line with me right now. She is very much an expert in the area of media. She has a number of television shows that she produces. She does a radio program. Her name is Catherine Raker. And the thing that really intrigues me about Catherine is her publicist sent me some information about her. And one of the things that she deals with and that she's very, very concerned with right now is what's going on with moral values in the United States and how that affects not just social issues, but also very, very important governmental issues. Now, Catherine and her husband have lived all around the world. They have seen all kinds of aspects of society. She, very much like I am, is politically independent, conservative in some areas and somewhat liberal in other areas. She is a member in Washington, D.C. of a group called the Women in Film and Video, and she's in the Washington, D.C. chapter. We have talked off the air a bit now, and I find her to be absolutely intriguing because of her views on what really ails the United States right now. Catherine, number one, thanks very much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
I'm so excited to be on your show. And, you know, the one thing I love more than anything else in the media is radio.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I've been in radio now for almost 20 years. And it's my first love.
Oh yeah.
I was in print, but this is even more exciting.
I love it personally.
And I really, really love what the internet can do today. And we talked about all of your listeners and
sure.
The hits that you're getting, and that's so exciting because
it's
really
fun.
People. You really affect their lives.
Oh, you do. Yeah, particularly when you incorporate a blog as we do, et cetera, et cetera. Catherine, right. I have felt since the early 1960s that was a real turning point in our country because that's when I think moral values really went awry. And I'm not really focusing here on the one that everybody jumps to, you know, sexual moral values. I'm not focusing on that at all. I'm focusing on things like personal responsibility, okay? Pretty all-encompassing term, but, you know, one of the reasons that the United States is in such abysmal fiscal condition right now is because we became, in my opinion, in about the mid-60s, a very much of a I want, I deserve, with no input from me type of society. You know, the huge increase in debt, both on the part of the everyday people, the huge increase in government debt, it's killing us.
You know, what really amazes me is that people aren't upset to the point that they're not screaming right now.
I don't get it.
About what's happening. I mean, especially in the oil situation. I think, you know, after living overseas for many years, you know, I was used to high oil prices in gas and petrol. And, you know, we were so lax here in the United States about, you know, it was only a dollar a gallon. It was only 50 cents a gallon. It was whatever. And in the 60s and 70s, when we had to ration gas, right?
Yep.
We stood up.
Yep.
And we did something about it.
Right.
Today, these, I don't know where people are. I don't know if they're in, they're just not using their brains, or they're just cheap, or what the deal is.
Yep.
I get so angry at people that they're not getting involved in their own lives.
I agree.
And a good example, I'm going to use this example because I happened to be there. We're talking social morals here. I was there in Singapore when that young American kid destroyed the Supreme Court's judge's car and lots of other stuff. And Clinton, at the time, was defending this kid.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe the suffering that kids that were Americans and other Western kids and kids that were in Singapore at the time suffered from that one kid. And I absolutely was at the airport when his father came in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And his father came in, and he got flogged and whatever, and he left. The kid beat his dad up afterwards. And I'm thinking to myself, what's going on?
Yeah.
And how we allowed the situation with, and it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican or you're liberal or whatever. We let Bill Clinton do everything that, and now we're letting this one do everything, and we're not doing anything. It's like, we don't have a vote. Yes, we do. We can make change.
Well, I had a friend. This guy is a friend, but he's also a very active listener. And his question to me that came in earlier in the week, Catherine, was he said, "Who runs your country, Congress or the president?" You know, and I responded by saying, "Well, theoretically, Congress." And he said, "Then why aren't they running the country?"
They aren't.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
Does anybody understand the Constitution?
God, a woman
does
after my own heart, let me tell you.
Does anybody really realize what government's all about?
Mm-hmm. I don't think
and
so.
And I mean, they don't. And they don't know that the states have rights, too. And the states should be doing certain things. I'm behind Paul Antonori, who's one of our best constitutional attorneys in this country.
Sure.
Who really has educated me, besides my background in politics, in what really is important, you know, and how much, you know, government has taken over to the point of no return.
You find that to
and
be
it's
scary?
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary. In the state of Ohio, I'm going to give you an example. You know, Gene Schmidt was really doing some pretty bad stuff. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And doing the things that she was doing. And she was shocked, literally shocked, that she's not going to be in office anymore.
Yeah. Pretty
and
interesting.
This young, this wonderful doctor, Dr. Brad Weinstrup, who is a common, ordinary, wonderful doctor that was in the military, who really is the type of person that we should have in government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I really believe in term limits. I think we need to get rid of the crap that we have in Washington right now and start all over again.
Boy, you're rapidly becoming my new best friend. You must love Congressman Ron Paul.
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
I love him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love him, and I'd love to have him on my show. I'd love to have you on my show. I'm telling you, I think he's a breath of fresh air.
Of course he is.
I listen to him. I really, you know, after living overseas and being a proud American and seeing what's going on in this country and how the other part of the media decides what you're going to hear and decides what you're going to do, you know, it's wonderful to see someone like him
out
there. You know, I want him to win. But because of the idiots that we have out there and the political boys, it's probably not going to happen. And if Obama gets back in, I'm moving.
Good chance he will. I mean, it's, you know, all the rosy economic numbers that are coming out right now. You know, earlier or later this past week, I think it was on Thursday, the unemployment numbers came out, and it's getting better and better and better. And I find the whole situation to be amazing. But, you know, it isn't just the current administration. I mean, we're going back a number of administrations. And I think politicians really, really lost a whole bunch of personal responsibility. We have a minute and a half left. You have the final word.
Well, I think that if you really want to change what's happening socially, morally, then you need to start at home, and you need to educate yourself in what's happening in your country, in your community. You can make a difference. You need to start listening. You need to start reading. You need to understand what's happening, or we're not going to have what we've had before in the past.
I'm with you 1,000%. Catherine, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show. I'm looking forward to having you back in the very near future, become perhaps a regular guest on this particular program.
I'd love to have you on my show.
Well,
I would love to have you on my show.
We can do that. Listen, you have a great weekend. And obviously the same to the rest of you folks out there. I hope you enjoyed the show. It was a lot of fun putting this one together.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.